Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Steve Hunts. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Hinton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Hinton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and throws to second to double up Johnstone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with McKinney covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive to right field. Kelly throws towards first. May fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Brinkman scores. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. Taylor moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Kaline is thrown out after the base hit. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton is hit by the pitch. Jim Northrup pinch runs for Willie Horton. Vicente Romo now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Northrup moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Norm Cash now playing first base. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunts fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor bunts towards third. Melton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Taylor moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunts hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.